I'm Philip Sample, PhD surgeon here. Today's date is 01/15/2025. Dictation is for Dontrell Ringers. Ringers, let's spell R-I-N-G-E-R. Dontrell spells D-O-N-T-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 11/12/1997. 27-year-old gentleman here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. It's worse today. He report painful swallowing, chills, and myalgia. Set pain is approximately 6/10. Worse with swallowing and touch, period. Set pain is non-radiating and confined to his throat, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports chest congestion / chest pain. Said the pain is located in the anterior surface of his chest and sometimes moves to the left anterior surface and back to the right anterior surface, period. Denies diaphoresis, denies a shortness of breath or dyspnea, period. Next paragraph, patient also said that as a side note, he and his wife has been trying to have children for the past year or two and has been unsuccessful. Said sometimes he will have some suprapubic fullness, but it will come and goes, period. Next paragraph, question. Next line, patient reports bilateral ear pain. He reports cough, chest cough, sometimes is productive of green sputum. And said on one occasion he noticed some blood tinge to the sputum with his cough, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is an obese gentleman with in mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 140/100. Pulse 96, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph. Ear, erythematous and edematous, TM. His TM is dull to light reflex. There is some purulent fluid behind the right TM. No tragal tug, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no tender nodes, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor respiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bone light, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. He bears weight well with no anatomical gait, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effects are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis, number 2 is chest pain, atypical, number 3 is myalgia, number 4, acute bronchitis, number 5, cough, number 6, acute otitis media, number 7, hypertension, period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic today. Tests includes strep, flu, COVID. These three tests were all normal. Next paragraph, CBC, CMP, A1C, PSA, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D were done. Results are pending. Today I also did ultrasound patient considering the reports of suprapubic fullness, chest pain. Ultrasound is unremarkable. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication while in the clinic: Rocephin, 1 gram IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was given an opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.